Wish we had one more day. And we're going to do this. I want you to get some rest. And I think that the Lord's in control. He orders our steps. And you've gotten as much information as you can do. Let me share a few simple things with you. The thing that he was mentioning about numbers. Donna Long, she's one of my intercessors, gave me some of these books. You can go online and just Google, look up all kinds of good books. Stuff about dreams. John Paul Jackson was always really well known for dreams. He's got good courses online. You can go and discover that kind of stuff. This is one of the older books. I like this book a lot. I had one several times. It was called Symbols, The Symbols, Interpreting the Symbols and Types by Kevin J. Connor. It's an old-timey, real simple. And this is one who says that number 13 is double portion. Yeah. They can be either evil or double portion. 13's always meant double portion to me, not number 14. This is one by Ira Milligan, The Dreamer's Handbook. And you can go up here and look at these afterwards if you want to write it down. But you can just Google. Google, you know? Google. So it's one of the names, Hebrew names for God, Google. Understanding the dreams you dream, all righty? So you don't want to get some skills, but the number one way, and that's even with, and John Paul Jackson was an amazing, amazing man. Stuff on dreams are really great. It's too complicated for me. Yeah, it is. It just is. And most of the people who do those things, it's just too complicated. It requires too much memorization. And what I've discovered in my life is, one, the body of Christ, I bounce things off of certain people if I need to. But the other is that you have to rely on the Holy Spirit. There are some basic things that help you, but in the end, God's speaking to you. And he knows your heavenly language. One of the things I would say to you is that in your prayer life, use your gift, see the thing about tongues, I'm like, Mike, you don't have to have tongues to be filled with the Spirit, but I do think every one of you should speak in tongues. It's the only gift that you can exercise for your own personal edification. And I can't imagine God not wanting everybody to experience that extra oomph of edification. Plus, it's the language of angels. And you cultivate it's easier to learn how to speak Slavic if you're around Slavic people and they're having conversation. And so you use your heavenly language, it cultivates a sensitivity to the heavenly language. And dreams and symbols are a part of the heavenly language. So make sure that if you haven't released your prayer language, you got it. If you haven't released it in your life, that before you leave this weekend, you let us pray for you. Easy peasy, lemon squeezy. Nothing to it. We'll get it to you, okay? You ready? Amen? Don't be so silly as to not do this thing. And it's so childlike. Because your mind's unfruitful, it forces you to be silly. Childlike. Which opens you up to the kingdom. So it just helps you cultivate heavenly language dialogue. Again, just don't make it so hard. You know, I've talked about visions and dreams, but just don't make it so hard. Visions, just don't make it so hard. Let God use your imagination. Start off with the simple things, the little glimpses and the little flashes. Now, everyone here is not called to the primary ministry of prophecy or to the office of prophet. That's different. But all of you, he says, we all may prophesy. Desire earnestly the gifts of the Spirit, especially that you may prophesy. It's the easiest thing in the world. And visions are a part of that, and dreams too. But visions are a part of that. And so just go for it with the little flashes, those little pictures, things you were doing today. And again, don't be afraid. One of the reasons I get the young adults to minister to you prophetically is for you to realize that, to watch how mature and responsible and how sweetly they minister prophetic giftings. They don't act crazy. You don't have to. A lot of us are environments where people are just scared to death. You should be much more frightened about not letting the prophetic function in your church. Well, there's a real prophetic calling on this church, but those of you who know me long enough, I'm like an Amos, common Amos, Jeremiah kind of prophet, but I'm primarily a teacher. And we talk about discipleship and growing in Christlikeness and obedience. That's what we do. But part of the language that we live our lives in is in dreams and visions. That's just normal Christianity. It's the kind of world that Jesus lives in. And if he's going to live his life through you, you have to expect that kind of stuff. Again, it's not something that's, oh, that's the extravagant. That's the extraordinary. That's the kind of out there stuff. We're just sort of typical normal. Well, then if you don't do dreams and visions, you're not typical normal. That's why I read all those scriptures from the manual, Acts, all the stuff, and the birth of the revolver and the birth of Christ and John's declaration, is so that you'd understand this is normal, brown bag, run-of-the-mill, blue-collar Christianity.
Amen.
Not super deluxe model for a special few. As long as you think that, you can't walk in faith about it. So all this stuff happens by faith. And so dare to step out and do the vague stuff first. The little glimpses. Oh, okay, I'm using my imagination and I'm projecting. I see a pumpkin over that person's head. When I see bananas over people's head, yellow is the color of the anointing, and what God's always telling me, the word I give to them is you're about to go bananas in the things of the Spirit.
Yeah.
Isn't that complicated? Let me just show you just a couple things and we'll finish. These are some ideas just from my world, in my little simple mind. I wish there was a few stories I wish I could tell you, but I ain't gonna do it. Where did I write this down, Lord? Hang in there with me. I told you about the barber poles. Anytime I see that, God's telling me they're well-groomed, they're ready to move in this ministry. Whenever I see tornadoes and visions, it's always constructive. My vision is I always see a power that comes through, and after it sweeps through, there's things standing that weren't there before. When I was, that stuff happened to me 12 years ago with that thing outside of Charlotte, Statesville. And we were leaving Craig, so I had to leave, but I had this vision. The last vision I had was there were tornadoes and then things being constructive things happening. We're walking out the building to get in our car, and they announce from the loudspeaker that they're expecting tornadoes to come through the area in just an hour or so. We weren't even aware that the weather was bad. And it was just God saying it. And that's just Chuck. For other people, it may be scary. Let's see. Whenever I see rhythmic dancing, it always means to me somebody's moving in rhythm with God. There's somebody I can trust. People walking on stilts means you're going to be walking through some situations, but you're going to be walking in the heavenlies above it. Don't worry about it. You're going to make it through. Giant honeybees are always about massive mercy. And I see that a lot. Like the blimps. They'll be flying over big honeybees. That was one of the first visions I ever had, open vision. And let's see some stuff that might... Here's just some things about numbers for me that it's hard to find in a book. 444 always speaks to me that God's about to do some out-of-season things. Things that are different. Things that are unusual. Things that are out of the ordinary. So if I see 444, that's going on. One time I was praying about something. I came to a stop sign. It was a four-way stop on Highway 44. It was 4:04 on the clock, and track number 4 was playing on the CD. I asked the Lord a question, and I pulled up to that place, and I said, "Is it true?" I pulled up, and of course it was about an out-of-season thing. And I came at that. 333, if you look in John 333, it's every time I see 333, it's about a confirmation that something I've been praying about, or I thought's happening, or I think is God. So if you've been seeing some 333s lately, 222s, I don't have time to tell you why, is about suddenlies. You're moving into a season of suddenlies. Again, for me, 13 is double portion. All the other stuff you've known about. You can look it up in these books. They're easy to find. And that's good for you. Do your study. Go in the Word. Learn these things. It'll help you. But in the end, you've got to be dependent on the Holy Spirit. And let's start where we start, right? Yeah. Don't like, okay, God, I want open visions all the time like Bishop. I'll tell you how it happens. And Meg Truman helped me understand this. And all of us know this precious prophetic person. When I was at that conference and I was freaking out, and I don't know what's happened to me. And I thought, Meg was a dear sister in the Lord, very prophetic person, very mature, godly person. And I'm thinking, Lord, Lord, Lord. And then suddenly Meg just showed up and she was standing there, and I thought, and she looks at me, didn't have a clue what's going on. She said, you need to know that what's happening to you is God. And I said, well, this is what's happening. I started having all these visions. She said, there's two kinds of anointings that come in the prophetic. There's a stair-step anointing, which is normal. You move a little bit here, you get a little bit more, and you grow in it. And there's the elevator anointing, where you suddenly get in, God pushes the button, and you're up here. The stair-step is better. Yeah, it is. It's scary. The other one's scary, because you're like going, what? Yeah. And then you're trying to figure it out. Now, God knew what he was doing. He probably knew I would never keep going up those steps if I knew where they were going to end up at. You understand? Because you got time going up the steps going, uh-oh, no way, Jose. I just want to die with people liking me on my tombstone. Everybody thought he's a good guy. You get on the elevator and you just open the door and you're like on the floor. And the elevator door closes behind you like going, no. No, no, this is horrible, Lord, don't do this to me. And so, but that's what happened to me. And so mine had to do also with a prophetic office. That's not what most people walk in. That's not a boast. It's just, I didn't push the button. You know? The Lord just like held out Elaney's barbecue ribs and said, hey, come here. Step right in here, Chucky. I thought, oh, Lord, wow. Oh, it's okay. Just step in here, Chucky. Let me push a button. Oh, God, Lord, a barbecue rib from Elaney's. And then all of a sudden you wake up and you got that rib in your mouth. You step out and you went, that's different. So how's the stair-step thing going, the anointing with the prophetic? We talked about last year, hearing things going forward. Project your imagination and trust that it's God. If you do it in love and don't break the rules, remember some of the simple rules? Don't tell them who their mate is. Don't tell them who their date is. Don't tell them what sex their baby is. With me? If you're in my realm of responsibility, I'll find out you do that. Yo, boy. I'm going to put you in the elevator, push a button. It ain't going to go up. There's a basement you'll end up in because you're making work for me. You know, you're not rude. You don't disclose people's sin. You know, all those things we talked about. Again, listen to the thing from last year. But if you're walking in love and you move in humility, you know, then just go for it. What if I miss it? So what? He can cover it. You understand? Because most of the stuff you're going to give are going to be sweet. And I mean, we've had so many little things like that. You're like, I mean, don't look at somebody and go, you're going to grow up to be a psychiatrist. Or you're going to grow up and you're going to be a fireman. And so their whole family's like going, oh God, everything we have to do in our life is going to gear toward this person becoming a fireman. You might want to, if you see that, you think that, you go, you know, I think that God's going to use you in rescuing people at some level. That's good enough. If they're an adult and they come to you and they go, I don't know if I'm supposed to be a fireman or this. I'm kind of leaning towards fireman. You go, yep, it's fireman. Amen. That's okay. Right, Phil? You hear me? Just be responsible. Use your imagination. Project it out. See something. What do you mean, how do I see something? Think something and then see it with your mind's eye, and go for it. As long as you're in the rules of love, responsibility, and you're going to be stunned at how many times you're going to watch people start to cry or smile, go, how did you know? And it'll give you courage to go for it again and take the next step and the next step and the next step. Then you'll have little short films. You with me? Then you may have open visions. But you got to start somewhere, chickens. You got to get the chicken out of the church if you're going to know the anointing, right? That's probably terrible advice, but I'm giving it anyway.
Awesome. Right.
Listen, I've been through hell. Why should they get away from it? You know? I've lost all kind of friends and family. Why should you be special? Here is a barbecue rib. Just step right on in. I'll push the button and you'll be fine. Okay? Go for it. Guys, just go for it. Go for it. Go for it. Use your imagination. Surrender to the Lord. Project something. See something. And believe that it's God. That's called a vision. Sometimes it'll get weirder or more vivid. But you got to start somewhere, right? A child can't walk until they first take baby steps. But you're never going to walk if you don't take the baby steps.
That's right.
And if you fall down, your loving father will pick you up, brush you off, tell you, now, just try again. That's the way it is. Go get some rest. Come back here. It's going to be awesome.